John Huntsman Sr. watched his mother die of breast cancer, his father of prostate cancer, and his stepmother of ovarian cancer. Huntsman himself has fought four separate battles with cancer. His goal is to find a cure before his children and grandchildren have to go through the same thing.
This addition will make Huntsman Cancer Institute the largest genetic cancer center in the world. It will certainly provide answers and, we hope, elimination of cancers in the future. And that's our end game, is to eradicate cancer from the face of the earth. And we're throwing everything at it we can in terms of dollars and in terms of scientific manpower.
The Primary Children's and Families Cancer Research Center will be a 220,000-square-foot facility just south of the existing Huntsman Cancer Institute Research Building. It's expected to cost about $100 million to build. Principal donors include the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and Intermountain Healthcare. Mary Beckerly is CEO and director of the Huntsman Cancer Institute.
It's going to have tremendous impact on our efforts to conquer cancer. We are doing really great work already in terms of cancer genetics, leaders in cancer genetics, and we are going to be able to accelerate our progress, extend our current efforts, and move into a very important new area, which is the genetics of childhood cancers.
The center will house laboratories and technologies that will allow researchers to study the three leading causes of cancer death in children: leukemia, sarcoma, and brain cancer. The addition is expected to create 300 new high-level jobs. That will bring the total professional staff at the Institute up to 1,700. Programming and design for the new six-floor expansion is already underway. Construction is slated to begin next year. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.